Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, folks. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of all things tech.
And I'm Jamie, the one asking all the questions you're probably thinking of at home or wherever you are right now. Today, we're diving into the world of AI-powered web apps. Sounds fancy, doesn't it, Alex?
Oh, it's beyond fancy, Jamie. It's like we've moved from the stone age of static HTML pages to dynamic, data-driven apps. And now, we're stepping into a whole new era where the web is not just interactive, but intelligent.
Intelligent? Like it can do my taxes for me?
Maybe not your taxes specifically, Jamie, but imagine web apps that learn and adapt. We're talking about systems where machine learning is part of the core experience. This is big because according to the W3C Web Machine Learning Working Group, the goal is to make machine learning a first-class citizen of the web platform.
That sounds like a huge leap. But break it down for me, Alex. What's the anatomy of an AI-powered web app?
Picture this. You have the front end, the part you interact with, built with frameworks like React or Vue. Then there's the back end, which includes the API and business logic, often coded in Python or Node.js.
And then the AI layer is like the brain.
Exactly, Jamie. The AI layer is where the magic happens, using models hosted via APIs or integrated directly using libraries like TensorFlow.js. This is where your app gets its smarts.
So instead of a web app just doing what it's programmed to do, it can actually learn and adapt over time.
Spot on. Traditional web apps follow a rule-based approach, but AI-powered web apps are model-driven, meaning they can learn from data and make predictions or decisions.
I see. But this all sounds pretty complex. Is it hard to build one of these AI-powered web apps?
It's definitely more involved, but thanks to modern frameworks and APIs, like FastAPI for Python or TensorFlow.js for JavaScript, integrating AI into web apps is becoming smoother. For instance, you could build a text summarization web app using Python and tap into OpenAI's API to make it happen.
I'm guessing there's a but coming.
There always is. AI inference, the process of making predictions, can be computationally expensive. Plus, you've got to think about performance, scalability, and very importantly, ethical data usage.
Ethical data usage? That sounds serious.
It is, Jamie. With great power comes great responsibility. AI-powered apps can learn and adapt, which is powerful, but introduces new considerations around design and security. You've got to keep an eye out for things like model poisoning or prompt injection attacks.
Yikes. That sounds like something out of a cyber thriller. How do you even start to protect against that?
Well, it involves sanitizing user inputs, using content filters, and essentially following best practices for AI security, like those outlined by the OWASP AI security guidelines.
Got it. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Scaling these apps must be a nightmare.
You'd think so, but it's all about keeping your AI logic modular. Think stateless API layers, auto-scaling GPU workers, and queue-based requests for efficiency. And for those wondering about whether AI will take over the web, it's not a question of if, but when. We're looking at a future where AI integration is as standard as responsive design.
That's both exciting and a tiny bit terrifying. But I guess that's technology for you, always pushing the envelope. And speaking of pushing the envelope, any advice for our listeners who might want to dip their toes into building their own AI-powered web app?
Start small. Experiment with integrating AI APIs into your existing projects and keep learning. The field is evolving rapidly, and staying curious is key.
Curiosity I have in spades. Well, it looks like we're out of time for today. Thanks for that enlightening conversation, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with the evolving world of AI-driven development.
Catch you next time on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we make the complex simple and the futuristic present. Bye.